afternoon before a big holiday weekend, and this is when you know it's underway. And we get to the part of the show where it's time to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, you can call me now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, however, I do want to make an announcement here, because there's been a lot of speculation about what's going to happen, and a lot of people have been contacting me via email to paul@harrisonline.com or on Facebook and Twitter especially, people asking what's going to happen to you after Frank and Dan leave in a couple of weeks. Their last show is going to be on Thursday, September 14th. Are you going to be taking over the show? And the answer is no, I'm not going to be taking over the show. I have no interest in going back to work full-time. In my 40th year in radio, I don't need the stress of a five-day-a-week radio show anymore. I appreciate all the people who wished that that would happen, but it's not going to happen. Management even asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, no, thank you. Thanks for considering me, but I'm not interested. However, I do want to stay on the Friday show, and they have said to me, well, as far as we're concerned, for the foreseeable future, you're still doing the Friday afternoon show, which will continue to include the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News, and Max and I will do the Showbiz Hour, and we'll still have guests and all that sort of stuff. The only thing that won't be a part of it is Dan, because he's going to go with Frank.
Yeah, and I think they actually they made a great decision keeping you here the Friday show.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I enjoy immensely working with you.
Well, thank you. Now, because you'll be off Fridays at wherever you go, you'll be able to listen, Dan.
I know.
Yeah.
Call in and win.
I'm sorry, you're not eligible. According to the rules, you may not play. But that's the answer. And anybody else who is telling you otherwise, or if there's speculation or rumors about anything else regarding my situation here, trust me when I tell you, there are two people who know exactly what's happening here, and we had a meeting today, the two of us, and have settled this. So until you hear otherwise from me, the veritable horse's mouth, don't believe anything you hear anywhere else. And again, thanks for the support from so many people after so many years in the business. Okay, now let's move on with the Harris Challenge and meet our first contestant, whose name is Mark. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, what's happening, everyone?
Welcome to the show and your opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
Well, I am taking my wife out today for our anniversary yesterday to Chris's Steakhouse for a king-cut prime rib.
Ooh. Sounds delicious.
Wow.
How many years?
16.
As I recall, I know one is paper and 25 is gold. Yeah, 16 is steak. So good choice on your part there. Mark, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. You'll get three categories to choose from. You tell me which one you want to take a shot at. As always, number one is, have you been paying attention? And category two is, going into Labor Day. And question three is sports, and category three is sports and showbiz. Which one would you like, Mark?
Let's do the last one.
Okay. The last one is sports and showbiz. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I like to recap this every once in a while for first-time listeners. It does happen. New people come to the show, especially via the KTRS app. The category that Mark has chosen, and each category we will get to here, will have five questions, a one-pointer, two-pointer, three, four, and five-pointer in that order. So there's a maximum of 15 points, but you only need to get at least half of those points to become a winner. So we round it up to 8 points will make you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And, well, you're going to throw in some tickets for the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
They have
North
a special
Belfast.
Event going on this week.
They do. This entire weekend, they are celebrating their 68th anniversary.
Wow.
So tonight, the first 68 cars get in for 65 cents.
Well, you know, I said before, paper is one, steak is 16.
Yeah.
Classic cars is 68.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a classic car night. I think Louie's going to be there. This whole weekend, they're having a huge, huge event at the Skyview Drive-In
nice,
in Belleville.
Nice.
So it'll be very nice.
So you can have tickets to that. And if you get all the questions in your category right for the full 15-point clean sweep, we throw in the bonus.
Yeah, we're going to give you a certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candice's.net. And we're going to throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
Yeah.
It's great for women having hot flashes, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Or guys that just want to cool down.
Men or women a pause. Either one.
Yes. It's BreezyBuddy.com.
Okay. So that's what we're playing for today here, Mark. And your category is sports and showbiz. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who returned to the U.S. Open after a 15-month suspension with a stunning victory over Simona Halep on Monday night and won again Wednesday afternoon?
Pass.
On what TV show did Shelley Berman, who has died at 92, play Larry David's father?
Pass.
Who became the highest-paid player in NFL history this week when he signed a 5-year, $135 million contract with the Detroit Lions?
Pass.
Chose the category of your own free will. Actor Richard Anderson is dead at 91. He was best known for playing Oscar Goldman, the boss of the $6 million man and the Bionic Woman. For 2 points each, who played those title roles?
Lee Majors and that gal. I don't know.
Gal.
Five-pointer.
Lindsay Wagner.
That's correct. Which tennis player gave birth today to her first child with her husband, Alexis... I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh.
let me try to pronounce her first name. It is...
Well, the buzzer.
Serena Williams.
The buzzer's already sounded, but because I couldn't pronounce the last name, I'm going to extend it 5 seconds and give you points for Serena Williams. Yes.
That's the crowd.
Oh, I thought that was a breath test.
No.
I thought somebody brought
crowd.
In a breathalyzer all
crowd
of a sudden.
Went crazy.
Maria Sharapova is the one who returned to tennis after the suspension. Shelley Berman played Larry David's father on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions gets $27 million a year on average in his new contract. Well, let's see. I'm giving you 5 for Serena and 2 points each for Lee Majors and Lindsay Wagner. That's a total of 9, Mark, and you are a winner.
Oh.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on just a second, and please, we're regulated by the FCC. Watch your language. Did you get the diggity out of there?
I did. I got the hot is still in there.
Okay.
The diggity's gone.
Why did we repeat it then? Here's our next contestant. Hi, Cortland.
Hello, Paul.
Go ahead and plug something if you like.
Blessed Beginnings for People Getting Married, 636-541-1398.
Okay. That's the commercial endorsement opportunity you're offered with the 5 seconds.
Yep.
So which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Going into Labor Day or on this day?
What was the last one?
On this day.
Let's try on this day.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Things that happened on September 1st, Cortland. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the most famous passenger on the Hogwarts Express, which left from platform 9 3/4 on September 1st at 11 a.m.?
Harry Potter.
Correct. World War II began on this day in 1939 when Germany invaded what country?
Poland.
Correct. On this day in 1972, who beat Russia's Boris Spassky to become the world chess champion?
Pass.
Who became the leader of Libya on this day in 1969 after the government was overthrown and remained in power until his death in 2011?
Gaddafi.
Correct. In 1971, which team became the first to have African Americans playing all 9 starting positions in a Major League Baseball game? Was it the Reds, the Pirates, or the Dodgers?
Pirates.
It's the Pirates. Now for the clean sweep. Who is it who beat
Bobby
Boris
Fischer?
Spassky? Bobby Fischer was his name. And that's all 15 points. The clean sweep, Cortland. You showed him how it's done. Nicely done.
Hot dog.
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And I'll move on to our third contestant. That's another Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
It's going fine. Take 5 seconds and plug something.
Oh, not much. Just looking forward to a good weekend.
Yeah, weather's going to be beautiful this weekend. Which category would you like, Mark? Have you been paying attention? Going into Labor Day, or our new third category, on-screen work?
On-screen work.
Okay. All the answers in this category contain work. 60 okay. seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1988 movie starred Melanie Griffith, Sigourney Weaver, and Harrison Ford?
It'll come to me. Keep going.
Here. Which 2010 movie written by Aaron Sorkin was about Mark Zuckerberg starting Facebook?
What is the social network?
Yes. You don't have to Jeopardy yet.
Sorry.
Which 2012 TV series shared its title with the name of the band that had hits like Down Under?
Men at Work.
Correct. Which 1962 movie is described by IMDb as the story of Anne Sullivan's struggle to teach the blind and deaf Helen Keller how to communicate?
Miracle Worker.
That's correct. Which 1971 Stanley Kubrick movie was based on an Anthony Burgess novel about violent young men?
What is Clockwork Orange?
That's correct. Now for the clean sweep. What about that 1988 movie with Melanie Griffith, Sigourney Weaver, and Harrison Ford?
I can't think of what it's called. Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford.
Working Girl.
Working Girl.
Oh, Mark. Nicely done there. By the way, who was helping you out in the background?
Wife.
What's her name?
Emily.
Emily, nice going getting the miracle worker.
Nice job with the miracle worker
here. you got 14 points, Mark, so you won something nice for you and Emily. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get it, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You want to plug something?
No, just good luck to everybody after... all the years I've been listening to you.
Well, thank you. We have two categories left. Have you been paying attention or going into Labor Day?
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over the island of Hokkaido earlier this week. What country is that in?
Japan.
Correct. Which U.S. city lowered its minimum wage this week after a new state law took effect requiring cities to abide by the statewide minimum?
St. Louis.
Correct. Which California City's council voted this week to replace Columbus Day as a holiday with Indigenous Peoples Day?
Sacramento.
Los Angeles. Which former politician filed a defamation lawsuit against the New York Times that was tossed out by a judge this week?
Cuomo.
Sarah Palin. Which African country's Supreme Court nullified the re-election of President Uhuru Kenyatta after finding evidence of fraud?
South Africa.
It was Kenya. Bob, you got the one-pointer and the two-pointer. That's only three. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't get at least 8 points, you are below the punishment threshold. And by law, I have to punish you. So for today's punishment music, we take you back to 1978. At that time, Mae West, who was a star in movies in the 30s and 40s and even into the early 50s as a sexy on-screen star, she was then 85 years old, and somebody convinced her to do a romantic comedy with Timothy Dalton. Now, this is several years before he became James Bond, but they worked together on a movie called Sextet. T-E-T-T-E, Sextet. You see how clever they were?
Mm-hmm.
Here is a little bit of one of those scenes, which will include today's punishment music.
All these people clutching at you, always wanting something. And as for your manager, he really rubs me the wrong way.
Don't worry, honey. I'll rub you the right way.
Love. Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking guy comes along, singing his song, don't mess around, you've gotta be strong.
My goodness.
Stop.
I really love you.
Stop.
I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Whatever.
Wow. How desperate must she have been to do that?
I hope it was a good paycheck.
Pause that right there, because we may have to come back to it for our fifth contestant. But first, we say goodbye to Bob, our fourth contestant, and thanks for playing. And let's bring in our final contestant today. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Happy September. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day, and don't drink and drive.
Okay. The category is going into Labor Day.
All questions. Into Labor Day.
Oh, that's a good choice on your part. All questions about this holiday or related to it. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president established Labor Day as a federal holiday in 1887? Grover Cleveland, William Howard Taft, or James Polk?
I want to say Taft.
You should have said Cleveland. The union organization AFL was founded in 1886 and later merged with the CIO. What does AFL stand for?
American Food Laborers.
American Federation of Labor. Which labor leader was elected president of Poland in 1990?
Alexa?
That's correct. Which labor union has the most members in the United States? Teamsters, auto factory workers, or the National Education Association?
I'll probably be the educator.
It is, the teachers. 5 points now for this one. Since 1988, have more men or women served as U.S. Secretary of Labor?
I think it's a trick question. Let's go with women.
It would have been a 6-6 tie, except my brother was in that job for 6 months. So it's 7 men, 6 women, Steve. I'm sorry about that. You ended up with the 3-pointer and the 4-pointer, and you're just below the punishment threshold with 7 points. So you also get Mae West and Timothy Dalton.
You belong to me now. Ain't gonna set you free now. When those guys stop hanging around, talking me down, deal with your heart and you won't hear a sound.
Stop.
But I really love you.
Oh, stop.
I'll be thinking of you.
Wow.
Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
You know, they released the soundtrack of that movie, and it went lead.
I would think.
That's horrible.
Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
All right, Paul, take it easy.
Thank you. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday for the foreseeable future at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the KTRS app. And, of course, you can play past challenges you may have missed by downloading the podcasts and the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.